I'm Liam Connors with this VPR News. Wilmington and Whitingham voted to consolidate their town school districts in 2011. Now the newly merged district is facing roadblocks as it tries to develop the shuttered Twin Valley High School school building. And as VPR's Howard Weiss-Tisman reports, these challenges are likely to play out across Vermont as more districts move ahead with consolidation and close their schools.
The Twin Valley High School building in Wilmington closed at the end of the 2014 school year. High school students are now in a newly renovated facility in Whitingham. Dennis Richter, chairman of the Wilmington School Board, says the board is considering renting the space in the closed school or selling the building to both save money and better serve the region.
It's a unique opportunity for Wilmington and its surrounding towns. Something like a community center is sorely needed for the community and its seniors, and we're very excited about its possibilities.
Richter says the board has ideas for using the old building and even potential tenants lined up who are interested, but state rules and laws may scuttle efforts to develop the property. Here's why. When the district accepted state aid during consolidation, it agreed to shut down the Wilmington school building. Now the Supervisory Union Special Ed program is eyeing the available space there. Twin Valley athletes also want to use its gym and locker rooms, but the agreement with the Agency of Education prevents both actions from happening. Another obstacle is a provision in the school construction aid law that says districts have to repay a portion of the tax dollars that were used for past projects if the building is sold. Twin Valley now wants relief from returning the money if the building sells. And there are health and fire codes that demand that building owners upgrade their facilities if there is a change of use. Representative Ann Manwaring lives in Wilmington. She says the state needs to address these issues as other districts across Vermont begin to contemplate consolidation.
In a lot of ways, Twin Valley is a little bit like the canary in the mine, if you will. There's a lot to be learned from what we've gone through over the time period to consolidate. That all has to be worked through so that we and taxpayers and parents and students themselves need to have trust that where we're going with all of this is going to matter to them.
Manwaring is a member of the House Education Committee. She says the state should make it easier, not harder, for districts to consolidate and come up with new uses for old schools. She expects lawmakers to take another look at the unintended consequences of Act 46, the school consolidation law, when they return in January.
We didn't think our way through, and before all that work was done, knock down all the things that are out there. And so we found them. So we'll just keep pushing until we can find a way to deal with them in a way that it makes sense in terms of our longer-term objectives.
But not every state law is working against the district. There is another provision in Vermont education law that allows districts to ask the education secretary and the attorney general to weigh in on state policies when sound administration of the district is at stake. The Wyndham Southwest Supervisory Union Board last month authorized Superintendent Chris Pratt to come up with a proposal for the AOE and the Attorney General. Bill Talbot is the Chief Financial Officer and Deputy Secretary at the Agency of Education. Talbot knows about Twin Valley's problems and says the agency is also interested in making school consolidation appealing to districts. But he says it might be hard to convince his agency to allow the district to use the building.
As far as we're concerned, the project's completed in Whitingham, and the deal was the taxpayers in the state, paid 50% of the cost of that building because they were going to be more efficient and save money by not operating the building in Wilmington. The whole idea is to save money. There's a cost to operating a building, and by not operating a building, that saves money. That's why the state agreed to pay such a high proportion of their costs.
Even though there is a raft of unanswered questions, the district is moving ahead with its plan to repurpose the building. For VPR News, I'm Howard Weiss-Tisman in Wilmington.